I have made myself a transformer rectifier to charge the car battery with automatic charge control, on-off principle, so that charging can be left unattended for a long time. The circuit has two basic tasks. Enable charging when the battery is connected. Switch off charging when the battery is charged or in an error situation. The garage aesthetics of the unit are provided by the casing after the ATX power supply. However, I took care to at least divide the front and rear panels. The side that was visible from the back of the computer is now the front panel. There is a red 7-segment LED display, two rows of 4 digits with decimal points, a big red main switch, and 4 momentary buttons, 2 blue on the left, closer to the display, and 2 red on the right. There is a fuse socket on the back, a positive and negative terminal, and a power cable sticking out. Internal construction. The transformer is from a very old TV sat receiver, has about 40W, and has 3 secondary windings with the following AC voltages at around 240 volts on the primary. Wire color voltage, application, brown 795 volts. Control electronics supply yellow, 1539 volts. The convolution referred to below. First blue, 22 volts. The convolution called below the second. The electronics are powered by a separate small rectifier bridge and 7805. One of the other two windings is connected via relays to this second larger bridge, from which the rectified voltage exits via a shunt to the banana sockets on the rear. Both bridges and 7805 are mounted on a heatsink. The main board is a 7x9cm universal board. It already receives stabilized 5 volts. There is a socket for Atmel on the board, AT89C2051, and EEPROM AT24CO2, but I replaced them with a clone, Nuvatan W79E2051. Compared to the original, it has built-in non-volatile memory, watchdog A and brownout reset. Well, it is 2x faster in this application. Also, 4 double-digit displays, D5625ASK11, which light up quite nicely, operated by MAX7219, and a squeaker. The following peripheral modules from AliExpress are connected to the board. 2 5-volt SRD05VDC SLC relay module with opto-isolation HL525. One closes the circuit, and the other switches the windings. Via I2C, module INA226 for voltage and current measurement, with wire soldered in parallel to a 0.1 ohm shunt. Via UART, Bluetooth module SPP-JDY33, together with the rest, enclosed in a metal box. And maybe because of that, it has a range similar to the display through the window. In the module INA226, I short-circuit the VBS with IN, i.e., the voltage is measured between the plus and minus terminals, without a shunt. The module has a built-in 0.1 ohm shunt to measure currents up to 0.8 amps. To extend this range, I soldered a piece of wire in parallel. I don't know what resistance it has, but after calibrating with an H4 bulb, current about 4 amps, with a calibration register value of 1,345, the result in MAAs agrees with the meter on the 10A range. I had previously tried with some 0.1 ohm resistors, but the range was then exceeded. Shemat algorithm, INA226 operates in the fastest possible mode, i.e., without any averaging, 140 microseconds per measurement. The processor reads the voltage and current for 100 milliseconds in a tight loop, and does the relaxation. At the end we have 4 values, Umin, Umax, Imin, Imax. I am counting on is that within 10 straightened halves of a sine wave, it is possible to catch the extremes, even without synchronization with the zero crossing. W79E2051 manages to read data from INA226 400x within these 100 milliseconds, a AT89C2051 200x. Then a state machine is flown, which based on the above 4 values and the charging time, changes the state and switches the relays. This is followed by converting the parameters to decimal numbers and sending to the display, and possibly sending data to the UART and further via Bluetooth if paired. And the cycle of measurements repeats. Display. The upper and lower displays, one of 7 values independently selectable by the blue button next to the respective display. 0, state of the automatic charge count.